WHDD presents Susan Says.
It's been a really, really bad, sad, scary, annoying week. Let's start with the bad. Well, so much to choose from. The handmaid on the Supreme Court hearing, I call her of Donald, from the series of the same name, is being questioned and praised and is an obvious conservative who is smart, which isn't bad, but a Trumper through and through, oh help. She refuses to answer anything, but opens her eyes wide and clenches her neck. So a body language expert has said she is pissed off. Goodbye to health care, goodbye to choice, back to God knows what. And her voice, I'm sorry, but it's like scratching your nails on a blackboard. I'm hearing that the rest of the court is buying out all the earplugs they can for the rest of their lives because they're going to have to listen to that whine. Sad. More deaths. More cases ramping up on the upswing. My home state, Wisconsin, now has a 22% number. COVIDA is headed there for a rally with no masks, no social distancing. He's really like a murderer now of his own supporters. He really thinks he's Superman. He calls himself that. Or as in pre-war Germany, what was called Übermensch. I still am not sure he had the virus at all. It's about 60-40 for me. See, Hope Hicks got it, and I think they thought, wow, let's make it like he had it, and then he overcomes it, and he's so fabulous, and it's really nothing, and I don't know. And he never mentioned how his so-called wife was doing. Now she says she's fine because she ate healthy. Oh, okay. And the son had it for a minute, but now he doesn't. Okay, now. Yeah, well, it's all about me, 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 right, COVIDA? He never mentioned them. He doesn't even care about his own family. Annoying. In my own life, now I know it's nothing compared to the world, but when you're stuck in your room for 6 months, and I have not gone out but to the doctor 5 times, you can't relax because, well, I'll tell you, an annoying neighbor a few floors ahead has an air conditioner which drips onto my window every 10 seconds. You see, there is something called water torture, and I now have experienced it for almost a year. Now, I know it's cold, and he doesn't have to use the air conditioner now, but it fills up because of the rain, and then it really pours down every 10 seconds. It's driving me insane to the point of where I'm writing the condo board in all caps constantly every hour. The management does nothing. I'm thinking I could put a bowl outside to catch the water and then throw it in his face, but then I'd probably get arrested. So I just swear and continue my all caps emails and threaten to withhold my maintenance and sue and, oh, never mind. Finally, the saddest thing of all. Dr. Fauci says Thanksgiving is not the best idea. My favorite holiday. So sad.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.